The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
In this episode, we tell you a true story about a miracle that happened to friends of ours. Then we talk about how it relates to the meaning of life and the Declaration of Independence. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to Story Half Hour.
Yes, welcome to a great story. It warmed our hearts. We were stunned by it.
It will give any Hollywood tearjerker a run for its money.
This is actually a true story. We wrote about it in the Love and Above Cat Club blog, and we are simply going to read this blog post.
And then we'll talk about it a little more afterwards.
Yes. So here we go. A tale of two brothers, how one angel cat continued to help his parents and brother heal. On June 4th, 2022, Riley Rasmussen, a beautiful black long-haired Maine Coon mix, made his transition. He spent his full 7 years of life playing on the catio, trotting on his lime green cat wheel, rolling around with his new brother Duncan and pushing his way in front of his sister Shelby Sue for an extra lick of chow churu during the nighttime snack routine. An avid food lover, he was also known to steal a turkey leg or chunk of butter off the festively set table and run like the wind down the hallway in hopes that no one would even catch a glimpse. He'd even unapologetically lick a freshly frosted birthday cake, knowing full well it was not for him. However, outside of the shenanigans like clockwork, every morning Riley jumped on the bed and snuggled under the sheets in the crook of his dad's arm. It was clear, no matter what Riley did, he did it all in the name of love. So of course he'd find the most loving couple on the planet to be his parents. The Rasmussens originally found Riley as a short-haired black kitten wandering in their garden. Riley found his fluff later in life when his incredible mane grew in. At one point, they thought they might have seen two black kittens. They scooped up the one, held many meetings on the proper name choice, and finally decided on Riley. They kept an eye out for the other, but never saw him again. Then about 5 years later, a large black cat appeared on their front lawn. He looked like Riley, except for the evidence of living the street life. He had some scratches, a weepy eye that was possibly infected, nicks in his ears, and a balding tail that should have been his glory. Could this be Riley's brother? The Rasmussens knew they had to care for this cat, earn his trust, and give him a permanent home with them. After a few more meetings, this cat was named Rocky, sometimes Rocky Rocket. Over the next year, through hissing, some spitting, and never being able to pet him, they finally trained Rocky to find his outdoor home in the back garden. They got him a heated cat house to protect him from the elements. And despite Rocky coming home to eat the majority of the time, Sometimes he'd be gone for days, and one time he was gone a couple of weeks, only to return with a few more scratches. Being a true feral, the Rasmussens knew Rocky's best life would probably be an outdoor one, in his own studio apartment in their garden. Now at this point, no one knew for sure if Rocky was indeed Riley's brother until one cool spring day. Rocky was enjoying the front lawn again, where he was originally seen. Riley, being an indoor-only cat, peered at Rocky from the front screen door with an excitement and love that said, "Hey, where have you been?" And when Paul, Riley's dad, opened the door to get the mail, Riley darted out and made a beeline directly to Rocky. Rocky didn't hiss, he didn't run, he didn't even flinch. He just looked at his brother, who by now had rolled over on his back in front of him. This loving greeting would continue to happen when Rocky was in the yard. The Rasmussens were amazed because they couldn't even pet Rocky. They say it's not the quantity, but the quality that matters. And that is so true of Riley's 7 short years. He passed suddenly after 3 emergency visits and 2 surgeries, all taking place over the course of 3 days. They discovered that he suffered a blockage due to an aggressive cancer in his bowel. No one could believe it. Saturday, June 4th, was a heart-crushing day, and everyone that was lucky to know Riley, myself included, cried, tried to catch their breath, and couldn't help but wonder why this even happened, let alone how it could happen. But Riley had other plans. On Sunday, June 5th, Sherry, Riley's mom, still in disbelief, feeling empty and somewhat numb, went out to feed Rocky. Rocky would normally wait a bit, then begin eating when Sherry was just a few more steps away from him, but not today. Instead of eating his breakfast, Rocky walked right up to Sherry and rubbed on her leg. Sherry, in disbelief, extended her hand slowly and he took it, rubbed his face on her palm and meowed in his raspy tones. Within minutes, Sherry was sitting on her deck with Rocky on his side right up against her, Rocky meowing and purring while the tears flowed heavily down Sherry's face. All this from a cat that the day before was still hissing and wouldn't let anyone touch him. It was almost as if Riley had said to his brother, "I had the best 7 years, Rocky. Now it's your turn. You take the next 7 and more. I love you, brother." Although the Rasmussens, Duncan, and Shelby Sue continue to miss Riley's physical presence, Riley brought them Rocky to continue to help them heal. And as I write this, I'm happy to say that Rocky has had all his physical exams, neutering, and is now living his best indoor life with extended catio time, including the morning snuggles with his new dad, much like his brother did before. It was such an honor to witness this story unfold. I'm completely inspired by it and moved beyond words. It helps me know that even when we don't understand why something is happening, there's always a greater reason. These reasons come from a vantage point that is not ours yet to see. But with a little bit of trust, a cup of faith, a dash of serendipity, and perhaps a chunk of butter, if we follow the love, we may see the great, glorious picture.
The end of that little story. But, you know, there's always a greater story, and that's the theme of this episode, and that's what this particular story illustrates and speaks to. And it's such a gift when we get to see what that greater story is. Mm-hmm. We don't always get to see it.
We don't always get to see it, but boy, do we want to see it.
Yeah, and part of us, I guess, you know, I don't know if you had said it during this episode or just when you and I were talking separately, but something about it's just in our nature to ask why. Mm-hmm. When something,
yeah,
you know, challenging happens, especially when it's a shock. Or I guess anytime. It doesn't have to be a shock. But it's like, why? And we want to know. And it's that part of us that,
yeah,
that senses that there is a greater story.
Yeah. Yes.
that we have our lives and things can mean so much to us and feel so big to us and so meaningful in our little story, but there's an even greater story.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a small little part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what I love about this?
What? I took so long to answer because my first thought was all of it.
Okay. What I love, two things in particular about this. The reason came the very next day.
Yes.
The very next day, right? So I love that. I love that. For a person that has no hesitation in binge watching a series, I love that. I want to know.
Okay. Oh, like you didn't have to watch. Wait, like six you don't more have to wait,
right? Yes, you don't have to wait or the next week for the next episode. Anyways, but that's one thing. But the second thing is, even this reason, there's still a greater story. This great story is still part of a greater story that is being written. It doesn't end with Rocky suddenly being tame, who, by the way, folks, is inside the house now. Like, I mean, he's
sleeping in a human bed.
He's completely inside when they couldn't even pet him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's still more of the story, and I love that.
You mean more of the story to be lived?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, more of the story, the reason, even the reason, like, you know. It's not on us to say, oh, this is the reason why, right? That's right. One thing. We just need something when we're in our humanness to grasp onto, to still help us get through. And we're going to do whatever we can to get through.
Right. We make meaning.
Yeah. We create the meaning, right? So I love that this happened the next day. Mm-hmm. But also that it just does not end here. Like, there's more story to write, and there's more reason to reveal itself, and maybe sometimes not.
Or sometimes we don't see it, I guess.
Yeah.
And
I think that's true.
And that's why it feels like such a blessing when we are gifted with seeing a reason.
Yes.
Like a reason in the traditional sense. Mm-hmm. Like when we are given these pieces that we can make explicit meaning out of. Right. And like you
very
said, the very next day. Yeah.
It was like, the next
that's
day,
dramatic,
folks. Yes. The next day. And that's why I love, you know, I think these are miracles.
Yeah.
You know, I would call this a miracle.
Sorry, I'm slow in responding, but it's only because I'm thinking.
I know you're thinking, like thinking. Your brain is going
so
off.
Fast as,
Well, no, because you're thinking about so many things. But yeah, do you want to share some of that?
Oh, well, okay, before we forget.
Yes.
I just want to say that we have an old episode called Do You Believe This Miracle? Sienna tells a story of a miracle that happened to her when she was in
seventh grade,
junior high,
intermediate
school. So it's episode 21. If you want to look that up, Do You Believe This Miracle? Episode 21.
That's a more traditional miracle, I would say. Like,
it does not involve cats.
You know, it does not involve cats. If you are just like struggling through this episode, it's not about cats. But anyways,
but it does involve Catholicism.
It does. Yeah, it sure does. And I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore. But anyways.
Okay, so some additional thoughts about
tell us
meaning and why, the question of why things happen. I have realized in my life that as I've thought about the question of like, what's the meaning of life? You know, I slowly realized that I think that question for me, in a way, is, how do I say this? Not that it's the wrong question, but that it's a question that arises out of an assumption that meaning is separate from life itself.
Mm.
I realize that, you know, all of us happen to have been born into a culture and a society and a complex economy that is the post-industrial age, where the sense of value and the idea of a price or a value of something has been put onto everything.
Where even
friendship and love has been quantified by mm-hmm. social media mm-hmm. apps and all that stuff. And, you know, the factory, it's like everything has a price on it. Like time has a price on it. And I think that mindset kind of is, for myself, I'll just speak for myself, it gets so easily translated and assumed into this thing of like, well, what's the meaning mm-hmm. of my life? What's the interpretation? What does it translate as? As if meaning is not just inherent in existence itself.
Mm.
And when I try to come up with an example, I think of like a baby. When a baby smiles, everybody smiles.
Yeah.
You know? And what's the meaning of that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The meaning is the smile. It's just some things are just inherent. Or to get all nerdy on you.
Get nerdy on us.
You know how I love? We're getting nerdy. So the Declaration of Independence, you know where it says that there are truths that are self-evident?
Mm-hmm.
And all men are created equal and inalienable rights. And that's what this country is founded on. Well, I love that self-evident part, because that means that you can't even explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is. It's self-evident. And that's the part where I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, can we get the meaning just and accept and revel in the fact that the meaning is already there. Mm. It's not like I have to go find a meaning. It's not separate from the experience. It's not separate from the beingness. And being able to have that perspective and that experience, that's a gift. That's such a gift, because that's where the joy is in the now. Mm. And joy.
That's what we talk about, right, with living your love story.
Right, that's definitely one aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's great. I love that. You know, that's a big part of my spirituality. But then that's why it's a blessing on top of a blessing when we have a story like Rocky and Riley, because now we get to see an additional, like, connecting the dots kind of greater story.
Yes.
It's not just the gift of being conscious and, mm-hmm. and, you know, being aware of our existence and the meaning in that kind of very, very deep core sense, but it's also the meaning of, oh, look, this happened and then that happened.
Yeah.
And that's a double meaning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad it makes sense to you. You're just kind of looking at me like, yeah.
I live with you. Yes. Oh, that was such a beautiful story. I just love that story. That's going to be one to tell again and again and again, you know?
Yes. For the cat people.
For the cat peeps.
And, you know, we're so lucky that Sherry takes pictures and videos of everything her cats do.
By the way, I do have to say that I'm slightly distracted as we're recording this, because Bear, our cat, is on the sofa right now. And I always call it, oh my God, Bear is making content, because anytime he's doing something where one of us should get our phones out
Instagram.
To document... you know, so I'm
for the gram.
Yeah, for the gram. He is making content right now. Look, Did you just see that?
Oh my God, so cute.
Anyways, he's really hamming it up right now. He gets that from Toast. Hey. But anyways,
what?
We're getting distracted here. But we hope that this story brought some warmth to your heart today. And maybe even a spark of a little boost, a little joy boost, a little hope boost. We hope it brought all the feelings.
All the feels.
All the feels to you today. Say. All the feels. It definitely, it blew me, it really blew me away. Like I just, and I love these stories. Like I love these stories because I love assigning this meaning to them mm-hmm. where it just, I like to connect the dots where for me, this is a clear miracle. And I love believing in miracles. Mm-hmm. And that's where my heart sits with all of it. And so
I love that Rocky is the one who was like walking up to the human being.
Yes.
Instead of the human trying, you know,
yes.
instead of Sherry trying to pet him. And yeah. it's like, oh, today is the day I could pet him.
Right.
It's not, it wasn't even that. Mm-mm. It was like the feral cat going like, today's the day I'm going to pet you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So
pretty neat.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay. So if you want to see actual pictures and
yes.
videos,
are we going to link it?
Of this
we can
moment,
link it, can't we?
Yeah. Well, we can link it in the show notes.
Yes.
But
let's
also
link it.
you can just go to loveandabovecatclub.com
mm-hmm.
and this story is posted on the blog.
Same title of this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. A Tale of Two Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also find us, cnntoast.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes. So on Instagram, it is Sienna and Toast.
Same thing on
Sienna
Facebook.
Sienna with one N. Yes, our names are the same everywhere we go.
We're just hardly on Facebook. But anyways, we don't have to keep saying that.
And then on Instagram, Love and Above Cat Club. So see you there. Keep the love going.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Spread the word. And remember, you're part of a greater story.
You are.
Even if you don't know that story and the specifics, you are part of a greater story because you're here, aren't you?
Yes.
What's funny?
No, I like how you answer your own question. Yes.
Yes, you are
yes.
here. Yes.
You are.
You really are here. Okay, we're all together here, and we're all here living our love story. Yep. Let's do it. Let's live it.
We talk to the animals, and we know you can too. On the Animal Communication Podcast, hosted by the three of us, myself, Julie Hiert,
Karen Dudley-Smith,
and Meredith Tollison.
We will show you how to deepen your relationship with your beloved animal companions, whether they're alive or in spirit.
As soul-level animal communicators, we explain the process and explore topics such as health, behavior, and play, all from the animal's perspective.
So subscribe and follow us on Apple, Spotify, and listen as part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.